hand and drag me head first, fearless. And I don't know why, but with you I dance in a storm in my best dress, fearless. Cause I don't know how it gets better than this. You take my hand and drag me head first, fearless. And I don't know why, but
hello, 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 and welcome to New Horizons on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is KK Slider, or just Kayla if you'd like, and I am so excited for the show that I have planned for y'all today. It's going to be a real fun one because, aside from a couple of Taylor Swifts that I have sprinkled in at the beginning and end of the show, I have all new releases for you today, and I'm really so excited about that. I was like stalking my radar. I don't know what the like radar playlist on Spotify is called, but it's full of some really awesome stuff. So I'm really stoked to bring you guys some amazing new music today. And I started the show with Taylor Swift because if you're a Swiftie like me, you know that tonight at midnight, 12 a.m., I guess it's tomorrow morning technically if you want to be, you know, that way about it, we are getting Speak Now, Taylor's version. I'm so excited. Speak Now is my favorite Taylor Swift album. It is one of the first albums that I ever had on CD. I am Gen Z, but I'm like the sort of, I guess the beginning half of Gen Z where I like still had CDs and I was still listening to CDs and stuff. And as a wee child, I did like have an MP3 player that I listened to, and then I, you know, whatever. I did have CDs, and I had Fearless on CD, and I had Speak Now on CD, a bunch of other random stuff. But Speak Now is one of the first albums that I ever learned all of the words to. So I'm really excited. This is going to be a big weekend for me. I'm going to be listening to Speak Now Taylor's version all weekend. I also have the Speak Now Taylor's version purple vinyl coming in, which I'm super excited about, but that is all besides the point. I was going to play Speak Now on the radio today for you guys, but I decided not to because it just doesn't feel right to be playing the versions of the songs that are not her versions when her version is coming out tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to wait until next week to play some Speak Now when it actually belongs to Taylor. And, you know, I just morally, it's like, it's a principle thing, you know? So I started with Fearless by Taylor Swift, obviously. A really great song, a classic. Fearless is a really fabulous album. I really love Fearless. And I don't know how popular of an opinion that is. It seems like the people I generally hang out with are more of like lover people, Reputation people. Not me. I love the classics, and Fearless and Speak Now are the classics. Okay, so like I said, I have all new releases for you guys today. I'm going to be popping in and out, talking about the music as I usually do. I'm feeling energized today. Super happy that it's warm, but also kind of disappointed that it's so warm, like painfully warm. And also it's like humid and maybe a little bit drizzly outside, which I'm not a huge fan of. But you know, we take what we can get, and as long as we're staying hydrated and healthy, it's fun to be out in the warm weather. So, you know, go to the beach this weekend, do something crazy, but be hydrated and stay cool. Okay, all that to say, I'm feeling real good today. I have been kind of, let's just be candid for a second. This is my show. I can talk about whatever I want. So let's just be completely honest with each other. Let me just bring you in. I have been feeling pretty sad recently. Like just something about the planets, like something has got me down recently. And last night I hung out with my best friend, Anthony, a couple weeks ago. I did like a birthday show for Anthony. He's my best friend in the whole world. I hung out with him last night and talked to him about the things that were bringing me down, and I feel so much better. I feel rejuvenated. I feel like I got so much weight off of my shoulders. So All that to say, I'm feeling really good today. I'm super excited to bring you guys some really awesome music. The songs that are coming up have been on my rotation since they came out. All the songs came out within the past week or so, and the next few are ones that I've been listening to like on repeat since they came out on Friday or whenever they came out. So really excited. I'm gonna stop talking now, let you guys listen to some music. Next up, we have Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. Y'all, I love Olivia Rodrigo. Did you know that she's the first Filipina to be on the cover of US Vogue, which is amazing. I'm Filipina, so she is my sister. Hey girl, love you, love Olivia Rodrigo. Vampire has really done something to me deep in my soul. It's so good, and her vocals in this song are incredible. Like, conceptually, it's a really amazing song. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna stop talking now. We're just gonna listen to the music because I have a lot that I want to share with y'all today. So this is Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. It's gonna be followed up by a couple other ones, and then I'll come back at some point to talk about the music. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. You're a bloodsucker, dream crusher. Bleed me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never. Your age, no better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me. Bleed me dry like a damn vampire. Thank you. a friend down in Los Angeles. Smoke breaks out in the car. I used to think that I could live there and be the next big fucking star. But when I smoke, I don't get paranoid. Go full metal jacket when I die. I know I won't freak out until I'm in the casket. I want my baby teeth back. Stare in the mirror, do my best late night show eyes crack. I wanna know what it's like. Pull out my front one on my own time. Can I tell you a secret? Don't know what the hell I'm thinking. All of my tight-lipped opinions happened while I was asleep. And when you ask me to defuse the bomb, I'll tell you I deployed it. So hard to keep a family, I guess I'll just destroy it. I want my baby teeth back. Stare in the mirror, do my best late night show.
Before and there is after. That's what she said. remember when I lost my mind. It was a pretty chilly Tuesday night, and the man on the telly said, build a bunker in your shed and tell your mom. Everything I could have been. The highlights, God, it's a hell of a ride going on there.
Wow. Okay, I'm back. We're going to talk for a moment. So, you guys just heard a lot of music. I feel like my mic is, like, a lot more sensitive than usual today, so I'm quite a considerable distance away from it, so it doesn't sound like I'm screaming in your ear. But let's chat about the music. So you guys heard Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. You guys heard Baby Teeth by Haley Blaze. Free by Carol Addis. And then you heard Hell of a Ride by Fizz. Now, I'm going to go in order and talk about the songs really briefly. Baby Teeth was a song that was requested by a friend of mine that I play on my show today. My friend Emily. If you guys are regular listeners, you know I talk about Emily like literally every single show because we spend a lot of time together. Emily requested Baby Teeth because it came out last week at some point and it's really good. I don't know the song that well, so unfortunately I don't know the lyrics as well as I probably should to be playing it on the radio. And, you know, stuff happens and sometimes you just don't know a song well enough. But that's okay, it's a great song. The next song after that was Free by Carol Addis. Now, I've played Carol Addis on my show before. I really like her as an artist. I saw her open for another artist that I'm a huge fan of, Lizzie McAlpine, a couple of months ago. And Carol Addis is just one of those musicians that is like, she's new to the scene, but she is really putting in the work and her music is really brilliant. Free is one that she posted like snippets of on her Instagram for a little while before the song actually came out, and I knew from those snippets that it was going to be a fabulous song, and I was right. It's a great song with really meaningful lyrics. Carol Addis writes all of her songs about really like meaningful things, very relevant feelings to, I think, growing up and being like a person in this world, which is really awesome. I'm never, you know, going to be upset about someone like writing meaningful music that resonates with a lot of people. So I really love Carol Addis. If you guys have a chance to listen to her, she is amazing. Her vocals are incredible. She sounds exactly the same live as she does on the recording. I don't know. I really like Carol Addis. She's great. And the last song that you just heard was Hell of a Ride by Fizz. That song also came out at some point last week, and it's one that I am really obsessed with. Hell of a Ride is... So Fizz, let me talk about Fizz quickly. Fizz is a band from the UK, and they're actually made up of a group of pals who are musicians. So Orla Gartland, who I've played on the show before, Dodie, who I've played on the show before, Greta Isaac, and Martin something. I was like looking for the credits to the band so that I could figure out this guy's last name. I forgot because I'm terrible. But it's like Dodie, Orla, and their like little group of best friends. They just hit the scene, I think, last week or the week before. They released a single called High in Brighton, which is so good. And then they put out Hell of a Ride after that. And I just gotta say, they really already have an incredible characteristic sound, which I'm so excited for. They have an album coming out this year that I'm really, really so stoked to hear. They, like, their sound is like these full of these beautiful stacked harmonies, these really fun rhythmic elements that are just like really, really fun to listen to. And it seems like they're gonna be like this really awesome rock band, like pop rock band. I don't know. I'm really vibing with Fizz right now. So if you have a chance, go listen to the two singles they have out. And then also listen to the artists independently, because Dodie, I don't know anything about Greta Isaac and Martin, the other two folks in the band, but Dodie and Orla are two of my all-time favorite artists. I've been talking about Orla Gartland a lot recently, just like in my life, because she's also one of those artists that writes really relevant music that is like, that really resonates with me as just someone who's very emotional. Yeah, I don't know. Listen to Fizz. Listen to the artists separately. They're great. It's a great... I'm just really so excited to see what Fizz happens, like, manages to do in the next couple of months. I'm really looking forward to their album, so... All right. It's 5:25 and 40 seconds, so I'm going to do my PSA now so that the folks who are after me can come in and set up. But... Let me do my PSA really quick. Okay, so this PSA is called Know Your Cell Phone Rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. This has been a public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You know, guys, I gotta be honest, the Supreme Court is getting a little scary right now. We have taken steps back in affirmative action. We've taken steps back in LGBTQ+ rights. It's really scary. It's a scary time to be a person of color. It's a scary time to be queer. I talked about this on a recent show, but... I don't know. I just been thinking a lot about the Supreme Court. I'm thinking a lot about my rights as a person. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting kind of stressed. So, yeah, just be careful with your phone. Be careful with your rights. Know your rights. All that kind of jazz. Next up, I have Boyhood by the Japanese House. They just released an album, I think. I don't really listen to the Japanese House. This is another request from a friend, but I gave Boyhood a quick listen, and I gotta say, big fan. I don't know if this song came out as a single a couple of weeks ago or what, but this song's really good. Okay, so I have Japanese House with Boyhood, and then I have a couple more songs, some like weird ones that are coming up. I have a mother song that's like kind of weird and freaky, but it's really good, and you know, I'm, you know, excited to play. Maybe you guys should play a game where you take a tally every time you hear me say you know, because I say that a lot. Anyways, we're gonna play Boyhood by the Japanese House and then a bunch of other stuff, but yeah, hope you guys like it.
I'm not afraid to die. for being normal. We're not normal, they're not normal. What is normal? Nothing's normal. I'm not normal, you're not normal. It's abnormal to be normal. We're not normal, they're not normal. What is normal? Nothing's normal. They're not normal, they're not normal. Pay to the laws, not normal. It's abnormal to be normal. What is normal? Nothing's normal.
Folks had some technical difficulties there, so I'm just starting the song over. Hope you like it.
Strange weather in Tokyo. If I saw the light, would I know? She tiptoes to me. Two shoes on my feet. Oh.
Virginia trees in my teeth. One more cigarette in my tea leaves. You predict the future for a fee. We'll be right back.
It's all being wiped away to
inside of your heart. Give me a spot to rest my head and you can pick the wall art. And I promise to make up my bed if you promise to be the roof over my head. And when I feel like there's no place on this planet, but I don't understand the stars. There's no better place that I could have crash landed, and I'd like to be stuck where you are. Last night I stayed on Mars, the shops were way too far. The sand turned all my clothes red. Please.
right, y'all. I'm going to start signing off now. It is 5:52:53. I had a really good show today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to play us out with The Way I Loved You by Taylor Swift, one of my all-time favorite Taylor Swift songs. But first, I just want to go ahead and talk about the songs that you heard before. We had Normalized by Mother Mother, Strange Weather by Slaughter Beach Dog, Coming Around Again by Maya Hawk, The Beach by Pollyanna, and Stuck by Liang Lawrence. Have a really excellent weekend. I hope to see you next week. This is KK Slider, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio.
He is sensible and so incredible, and all my single friends are jealous. He says everything I need to hear, and it's like I couldn't ask for anything better. Space and never makes me wait, and he calls exactly when he says he will. He's close to my mother, talks business with my father. He's charming and endearing, and I'm comfortable, but I miss screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain. And it's 2 a.m. and I'm cursing your name. So in love that you act insane. We'll be right back.
Tree.